whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune.
Welcome to Company Break, a program dedicated to the companies and organizations in our local area, giving them a chance to talk about what services they can provide for you, our WCRI listeners. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, very pleased to be sitting with Nicole Francis, who is representing Newport Propane. And we're going to find out everything we need to know about Newport Propane, as well as Nicole herself. Right now, I want to wish everyone a Happy New Year. It's that time of year when things get cold and energy companies start to really become important. Nicole, let's start with you personally. You're a family member of the ownership of Newport Propane?
Right, yeah. So actually the company was founded by my great-grandfather in 1959.
Wow.
And my grandfather and his brother, my Uncle Dave, were owners for a while, and now my Uncle Pete is the owner.
Well, there you go. So a family tradition that's been going since 1959. That's great. You know, a lot of businesses don't last anywhere near that long. Sometimes, 5 years, I think, is the national average for a family business. And they made it a long time. Where were you during this time? Where were you in 1959?
I was not born yet. Now I answer the phones, and my great-grandmother was the one answering the phones. It, actually, the business started in the home that I grew up in, my childhood home, which my great-grandfather built the house, and there was a little desk built in the front hall, and my great-grandmother was the one who would answer the phone right there.
Wow. And it was a propane at that point in time?
Right. Propane company.
Always been propane. It wasn't like an oil company that switched over or something like that.
Nope. We've always been in the propane business.
And what town was that in?
In Middletown.
In Middletown, Rhode Island, right?
Right. So yeah. The spot where it is now is just right down the road from the original location.
So the company has moved on, obviously, with a regular building, but it's right down the street.
Right. And we started just in Newport County, and people used to know us as Newport County Propane. But since then, we've expanded through the whole state of Rhode Island, and that's why we moved on to the Newport Propane name, so that people know that we're not just for Newport County, we're for all of Rhode Island.
Now, when you say all of Rhode Island, you're very close to Massachusetts, but you don't cross into Massachusetts?
No, we're not licensed to operate in Massachusetts, okay. So Rhode Island only.
So that's the way that works. I just want to make sure people understood that, you know, I'm just down the street, but it's a Rhode Island company. So anywhere in Rhode Island is where you service. And a propane company, a lot of people think of propane sometimes as, oh, that's what I use for my barbecue grill, or that's what, you know, a lot of homes don't actually have propane, but you find that changing?
Yeah, there's a lot of new builds that are finding that propane is more economical when you use it throughout the whole house, and it's more environmentally friendly than other options. So we have builders that are doing new homes, they're using propane to heat the house, they're using it for hot water. They have those tankless hot water heaters. They're great. You have unlimited hot water. You can use it outdoor kitchens, outdoor fire pits. You just hit the button, the fire pit comes right on. You don't have to worry about lugging all the firewood out, starting a fire. Mm-hmm. It's just press a button, automatic fire. Fireplaces, a lot of people are using propane, and same thing, you have the remote and you just hit the button and start up the fireplace, and it's very convenient. And you know, people think of propane for their gas grill, their barbecue,
right.
But they can also use it inside stoves, cooking. Professional chefs prefer propane for cooking.
Mm-hmm. I know that a lot of people that have very large, I know some friends of mine on Black Island that have a huge stove that's built into their house that runs on propane, and they had natural gas in the house, and they obviously had electricity, but they chose propane, like you're saying, because they preferred that for their heating element. So it is something that happens. Now, you don't just deliver propane, right? You have technicians involved in this?
Right. We have some great service techs that have been with the company for years. They've seen a little bit of everything, and they have the experience to come up with some creative solutions. So they do a lot of installs. They work with things that some companies don't have enough experience to know what to do to solve a problem. Mm-hmm. As far as we have a lot of coastal customers, and we're trying to figure out the best way to do installs so that they're protected from that salt water. And we have service techs that will do the installations, and they just have that experience to know the best way to do it.
Okay. So when someone has a home that does not have propane, they can call you and get set up, right?
Yeah, so we have an estimator. His name is Richie. And when you call us to get set up with propane, the first thing you'll do is make an appointment with Richie. So he's the first face that you'll see from our mm-hmm. company. And he comes out and he'll meet either with the homeowner or with a contractor. He can arrange to meet on site. And he looks at what's going on, and he does some calculations. We have to figure out the BTU load based on what appliances will be running on propane. So Richie does all those calculations, and he comes up with a plan, and he'll send a proposal over to the customer, and then we get the ball rolling to welcome you to the Newport Propane family.
There you go. Welcome to that part of the family. Speaking of family, we didn't touch much about how you ended up in the business. Did you go to school for this, or did you have to take any classes, or where did you go to school, in Middletown?
I went to Bishop Stang High School, and then I went to UMass Amherst for marketing.
Okay.
And I did not think that I would end up in propane, but I grew up around propane. My dad used to put me in the truck on a Sunday if he had mm-hmm. some extra deliveries to do, and I would go out with him. And it was right down the street. The new office is right down the street from my childhood home where the original office was. So
right.
I was always around propane. And then I ended up working in the office, and I love it.
So you work in the office, so you're there pretty much 5 days a week?
Right, Monday through Friday.
All right, so if people have questions, they can call you.
Absolutely, yep.
Speaking of that, we always like to give a website for people to check things out. What is the Newport Propane website?
It's www.newportpropane.com, and it has a brand new look. We actually just redid it.
Oh, excellent. All right. So not difficult to remember. Newportpropane.com?
Right. Newportpropane.com.
All right. There you go. And is there a phone number people can call if they have specific questions?
Yeah. Our office line is 401-847-6878. And if you call that number during the day, Monday through Saturday, you will get either myself, my father, Rick, or Tom answering the phone.
How cool is that, that you're talking about all family members working together? That's a cool thing. You mentioned where you went to school when you went to UMass and didn't expect to be in the propane business. I went to college and took business law. I didn't expect to be in the radio business, so you never know where it's going to lead you to, but you look very happy with this, so that's a good thing, that you get to see your family members all the time and work with them. That's a very cool tradition, and it's nice for customers. I'm sure customers appreciate the fact that it becomes, like you mentioned, almost like a family, right?
Right, and we have a lot of employees that are not blood family, but they're basically family at this point. And my uncle, Pete, who owns the business, treats them like family. So it's a great situation to be in.
Now, I know that because it's a family business, sometimes you get involved in other things and you support things. I know there's a connection there with Special Olympics, right?
Right. So one of our workers has a son who's developmentally disabled, and that's how he got involved in Special Olympics. And the company supports the Special Olympics of Rhode Island through different activities. We've done the Torch Run. We were the lead sponsor, and we provide propane for their Polar Plunge.
Oh, that's an important part of it, I'm guessing, right?
Right, on that cold, cold day.
Right, and you're also involved with URI?
Right, so our owner, my Uncle Pete, he went to URI and he earned a degree in accounting, and he is still a huge URI sports fan, so we support the URI Foundation and URI basketball.
Excellent. All right. Well, I've had the privilege of singing at many URI basketball games doing the national anthem, and so it's always a great place, a lot of enthusiasm. And last month, I had the opportunity to do the URI music extravaganza at the Fine Arts Center with all the music department. So great facility there, and it's good to see that you're helping them out in a certain way. We're going to come back in a minute and talk more about how to become a customer and what the company does as far as getting you set up. So we'll do that in just a moment after these messages. Newport Propane is the subject of today's Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Nicole Francis, who is a family member of the ownership of Newport Propane, a company that's been in business since 1959, founded by Nicole's great-grandfather, Alton P. Sherman, and she kind of grew up in the business. I can remember when I was a kid, I used to love riding on the milk truck that used to come around to our summer cottage. And you mentioned that you were kind of in that position riding around with your dad when he did deliveries, right?
Yep, on Sundays he would take me out in the truck and we'd get some deliveries done.
There you go. Now, delivering propane is a little different than delivering milk. So it's would most people that are not familiar with propane relate it to something like an oil truck delivery, that same similar type of thing?
Right, yeah, the truck will go around, they'll pull the hose and fill your tank.
There you go, just so, okay, the same kind of thing. And people that have oil or electric heat or whatever and want to switch to propane, that's something that's relatively easy to do. And in order to become a customer, they would just call you. We talked about the fact that Richie would go out and check things out, but what steps? So they make a phone call, that a call that you would answer in the office?
Yes, so they'll call the office, I'll answer, and I'll take some information, and then I'll pass that information on to my estimator, Richie, and then he'll make a call and set up an appointment to meet with the customer or the contractor to come up with a proposal, a plan of how we're going to get propane to the house.
Okay. And converting whatever units are there, whether it's, like I mentioned, oil, electric, or whatever, right? That's all part of what the contractor does.
Right, yep.
Okay. And lots of things for propane. You know, you think, most people think propane. I would think the average person probably initially thinks, oh, my barbecue grill. Well, there's so many things other than home heating, which is obviously the big thing. But you can have things like, I had a swimming pool. I had a propane heater that kept the water warm in the swimming pool. And there's space heaters and outdoor lighting and torches, all kinds of things, right?
Yeah, you can really use propane throughout the whole house.
And you mentioned fire pit in that first segment. That's something that's kind of come from nowhere almost. So, you know, 10 years ago, people didn't even know what a fire pit was, and now they're popping up everywhere.
Right, yeah, and people really love the convenience of the propane fire pits where they can just light it automatically.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about the difference of propane and other heating products and talk about air quality. Is there a difference?
Yeah, so overall, when you're looking at the carbon intensity of propane versus electricity, in Rhode Island, electricity is, the carbon intensity is 135 grams per megajoule. And propane, on the other hand, is 77 grams per megajoule.
So almost half.
Right. So in Rhode Island, propane is a less carbon intensity option than electricity. And most people wouldn't think that.
Right. They think because for years it's been called the clean energy was electricity. But now here we're talking about almost twice as good would be propane.
Right. Yeah. Electricity doesn't just come out of nowhere. There's a lot of carbon used to produce it and to get it from where it started to the end and location. So
what about one of the things I'm sure that's on everyone's mind is expenses. And is propane competitive with electricity or with gas?
Yeah, so if you're using propane to heat your house and you're using it heat, hot water, if you're using a bulk amount of propane, the price per gallon is cheaper than if you're not using much propane, if you're only using it for cooking. Mm-hmm. So if you are using propane for heating, the price compared to electric is overall, when you look at the price per gallon versus the price for the same unit of electricity, it is cheaper generally.
It's even cheaper than electricity.
Generally, yeah.
Wow, that's something that most people wouldn't have thought of. A lot of people understand that it's cleaner, as you mentioned, but thinking that it's in the same ballpark price-wise or even cheaper, that's pretty good. So that's a win both ways. You get cleaner and less expensive, so that's cool. Now, how long does it take for most people if they call up and they say, "Look, I've had oil heat in my house forever. I want to convert. Is this something that I know? It's obviously up to the contractor that's going to do the installation, but is this something that's a normal you can do in a few weeks, or is this a huge process?"
It's not a huge process. So typically, someone would call up with an inquiry, and we would have Richie out within a week to do the proposal. And then we can usually get it on the schedule within another few weeks. The main issue is securing the appliances right now. So if you're ordering a furnace, a stove, whatever appliance that you're installing, there's still some supply chain issues with those, and those can take longer to come in.
Right, but the actual installation itself is pretty straightforward.
Right, yep.
Okay. Now, I know that when I grew up, I had, I actually grew up in one house that had coal at one point, but that was a long time ago, and then was converted to oil, and we used to go down and check the top of the oil tank and see how much oil was left in there, and then we'd call up and get a delivery. How does propane work?
So with the propane, most of our installs include a remote sensor. And so it's a sensor that attaches to the fuel gauge on the tank. So if you have propane right now, you can pop open the lid of the propane tank and you can see a little sensor, and it reads in a percentage to tell you how much fuel you have. And for years, it would be similar to the oil tank. You would have to go out to your tanks, check that fuel gauge, and, you know, people are busy, they forget, and it's a lot to keep track of. So now we have these awesome remote sensors, and like I said, it just attaches to that fuel gauge, and it has cell chips in it. So it reads through the cell towers, and it sends back that fuel percentage. So we have a website where we can log in and we can check all the fuel percentages. And it also connects to our fuel distribution software. So it makes it easy for us to route our drivers and send them to the right place and make sure people never run out of gas. And the customers also have access to that. So when you become a customer of Newport Propane, you'll receive a customer ID and an account number, and you can log in. We have a customer portal on the web, and we also have a mobile app. And when you log into either of those, you can, if your tank has a remote sensor on it, you can get that percentage and see where your tank is at without having to go outside and take that tank lid off.
Right. I can remember doing that. Like I mentioned, I used to have a swimming pool that had a propane tank, and I'd have to go and sometimes shovel the snow away so I could get in to check and see where it was, or crack the ice off the top of it, open that lid. But all this is replaced by that monitor.
Right, and it has some neat features where it will detect if there's rapid usage. So with those pool heaters, a lot of times you're not using it for a while, and then start of the pool season, you turn it on and you want to crank that heat to get mm-hmm. the pool up to a comfortable temperature.
Yeah.
And so our drivers receive a notification that says, hey, Mike is using a lot of fuel right now. You'll want to schedule him for a delivery.
Excellent. What a great advantage that is over the old days of like, oops, I forgot. Or going out to the grill, you know, because you can now have all these things attached to that one central place where you have propane, right? So your grill could be attached to that and everything.
Right. Yeah. A lot of people are putting in a barbecue box outlet on the house right now. Mm-hmm. So instead of having to lug that 20-pound grill tank and
yeah.
take it into the office and fill it do a tank
swap. Oh, what's worse, go out with the hamburgers, turn the grill on, and there's no gas left.
Right, exactly. So that totally eliminates it when you put the box on the house and you connect it to the large propane tank that you already have there, and you have that remote sensor on it, and you never run out of gas.
There you go. And once you're a customer, you have access to the web portal, right?
Right.
So you can have 24/7 emergency service. Now, that means that every day of the year you can get emergency service?
Right. So during the day from 8 to 4:30, if you call our office line, it'll connect to either myself, my father, or our operations manager in the office. We answer that phone throughout the day, and then it flips over to an answering service. The answering service is based here in the U.S., so you'll get someone from that answering service, and then they will connect you with an on-call person. So it's one of our own employees, and they're on call every day of the year, Christmas Day, Thanksgiving Day.
Wow.
If you have an emergency, someone from our company, local to Rhode Island, will be there for you.
Is there anything that people should remember seasonally? Like, okay, I've been using propane for a while, and I'm all set, and things, the deliveries are going well. Is there anything they have to do as far as any updates are concerned? Or like a spring, do they need to be worried this time of year about, oh, I have to have somebody out here before the weather changes, or anything like that? Or is it pretty straightforward? It's just the propane's flowing, and it's flowing, right?
Yeah, there's just a few considerations. So I just put out a reminder to our customers for winter to make sure that their vents are clear. Any furnace vents on the outside of the house, if it snows, you just want to make sure those are clear so that you don't get carbon monoxide back up in the house. So
that's something that should be checked on a regular basis, right?
Right, yep. Okay. Just want to make sure those vents are clear to keep you and your family safe.
All right. Now, as far as size of the company, it's not something we touched on. We talked about a lot of your family members that are actually employees and running the company. But do you have like 100 customers or 50 customers? How many, roughly, about how many people are using Newport Propane at this point?
We've actually got a few thousand customers throughout the state.
Yeah. Wow.
And we do commercial, residential, industrial. So we have some customers that are construction companies, and they use propane for temporary heat on job sites. We have some people that actually on Aquidneck Island have been customers since the beginning of the business, and they use it for cooking or home heat.
Right. Wow, thousands. I wouldn't have guessed it. That. And is this something that's continuing to grow every year, the number of people?
Yeah, we're expanding throughout the state.
Excellent. All right. Well, Nicole, I want to thank you for coming in today and telling us a little bit about Newport Propane, its history and your history, and I hope things continue to go well for you. Anything else you want to tell our audience before we sign off here?
Thank you for having me, Mike, and call Newport Propane, 401-847-6878.
Or check out newportpropane.com. Thanks again, Nicole. And the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Company Break.
Whistle while you work.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's presentation of Company Break. I'm Mike Maino, hoping you have a great weekend.